Happy Thanksgiving to one and all, or happy Black Friday, or happy Cyber Monday, perhaps. This is Flame Flash with FlameFlash.net podcast, episode 127. One of these days I won't be surprised by the number, maybe. But I want to hop right into the wrapped report. We actually don't have that much this time around, I think because Thanksgiving. So, we'll go. Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon, shows up on the Raptor Report for about an hour. I really like this game. I've beaten the first two mansions now. There is at least two or three more mansions. I'm enjoying it. I'd like an opportunity to just sit down and play it more, but I'll take what I can get. I'm making progress. The first level of the third mansion, I've tried to start, I think, about three times at this point, and I get interrupted halfway through. Close the 3DS, plan to get back to it later, and then, say, a baby comes by, picks up the 3DS, and kills my suspended session. So there's that. It's awesome that the 3DS can suspend sessions. What's not so awesome is that there's no way to, say, password protect your 3DS, so anybody who comes by and picks it up can immediately kill your suspended session. Oh well. Plants vs. Zombies 2 gets a little more attention from me. I have a mixed feeling about the events so far. Right now, my phone is telling me that I have some kind of Plants vs. Zombies events. 24 hours of frantic zombie mayhem. It's in my notifications bar. This would be one of the reasons why I don't play that many games on my mobile device. The notifications I receive, I want them to be the social notifications. The Facebook, the Twitter, email, podcasts. I don't want game notifications. If I wanted the game, I would be playing the game. Good for them for figuring out a neat way to send a notification to try to bring the player back into the game so that you will potentially spend money in their store, but I find it a little obnoxious, too. Strong game, though. I think I've unlocked the punching plant at this point. I much prefer the piranha plant instead, but the puncher works. Thus far in this first world, if you're familiar with this original game, there's not really anything new. Yes, you get a few more plants, they unlock at different times, but I just haven't felt a challenge as of yet. So we'll wait and see. StarCraft 2. The Sun has realized that the repaired laptop runs StarCraft 2 really well and appreciates that fact quite a lot. So the Mac has a hard time even with World of Warcraft at this point. But the repaired Windows 7 laptop works wonderfully. Now, I'm running Windows 7 on, say, the laptop I'm speaking to you from right now, but the screen's a little bigger. It was an upgrade slash replacement because we had no place to go and repair. Well, now we do, so we had it repaired. It's been fantastic. He no longer harasses Red Flare, for instance, to use her computer. And we've been enjoying both being Terran and just destroying the AI. I've tried out in the 1v1 maps versus AI, excuse me, of course, the Zerg. I'm not sure I can wrap my head around the Zerg, honestly. They're counterintuitive, unlike the Terran. The Terran just seemed to make a logical sense. The Zerg are a little too, alien for me so far. I've only played them once. Want to try out the Protoss too eventually. We Fit You shows up about 2 hours and 15 minutes. Not too shabby. Not too shabby at all. I've hit another plateau regarding my weight. Not that I'm actively trying to drop a lot of pounds, but it's yelling at me for hitting a plateau on my weight. So I go up, say, 0.7 pounds, I drop it by 0.8, I go back up by 0.8 or 0.9, then I drop by a pound, 0.1. So I'm staying nice and flat at one particular point. The BMI people can bite me. Seriously. Who are all these skinny people? Twiggy people. Saying that I need to have a BMI that clearly without a heck of a lot of a change of both lifestyle and, well, lifestyle, I'm never going to hit that. And I feel fine. Finally, on the Raptor Report, World of Warcraft. Naturally. We hit 90 over the weekend, Red Flare and I. So I am now at a proud 490s. The next achievement comes when you get 590s on the same account. I have a Death Knight parked at 85 who has yet to step into Pandaria. So I might press hard with that character. Especially since the Timeless Isle has given me so many random purples. But there's also the possibility that I'll just not. Don't have a lot of time. We have a new baby on the way some point this month. So we'll just have to wait and see. I'd like to get up to 6, actually. To beat my Cataclysm record. But I'd also like to venture into looking for Raid at least once. Just to see what it looks like, get some achievements, perhaps get some upgrades. Just to see it. So we're in wait and see mode. Now, the actual... Yay, transitions! The actual news portion of the podcast, fairly short this time around, probably because of Thanksgiving. We have Ghostcrawler, Greg Street, leaving Blizzard. Greener Pastures, that's it. That's all we know. He has stepped away from Blizzard. He left on good terms. And that's it. I will let everybody else do the speculation. I wish him well. I wish him good luck. I wish he'd still be around. But as he reassured fans multiple times on Twitter, it's a team thing. World of Warcraft development is a team. It's not just one dude. That's Hearthstone. It's not just one dude. So, somebody else will rise up and take the mantle. And I wish him well. Good luck, sir, on your future exploits. Out in the gadget world, over in Japan, naturally, a spiky vest for mass transit has been created. You can follow the show notes link to see the gal with the plastic green spikes on her shirt all over the place. I'm impressed. It's like two porcupines trying to hug. Somebody's getting stuck with something. Now, it might be useful over there. What about over here? I'm slightly wary of somebody in the United States perhaps, suing the person wearing the spiky vest. Just because they got too close to the person with the spiky vest and got poked? Can you just see that happening? Well, Your Honor, I got poked by his spiky vest. Why did you get poked by his spiky vest? Well, Your Honor, I got too close. Why'd you get too close? Because it was crowded. Did you not see the spikes? No, they're quite obvious. Neon green. Brightly colored. Right there. I'll never play a guitar again. Could you play a guitar before? Well, no, but that's not the point, is it? Can you tell? I think we're a little too Sue happy here. Though, yay, I'm full of segues. The French. Or even more so. The French High Court demands that it is the responsibility of search engine service providers to remove pirate websites. Yarr! Seriously? Me matey? These landlubbin French don't understand their technologies. Keep them on the baguettes and cheese. Yarr. Seriously, guys. What do you hope to accomplish? I know, as a content maker, I would hate to have somebody take what I create and claim it as their own. That's pirating. That's a form of pirating. Another form of pirating happens to be somebody, for instance, downloading a movie that's in theaters, watching it, and then taking their entire family to go see it in theaters. So why not just go in the first place? Because they need some kind of a demo to know if it's safe for everybody or if somebody needs to stay home because of an age limit. Yes, there are ratings, but you can do a lot. You can push that envelope. The R of today is not the R of the 80s. The PG-13 of today is not the PG-13 of the 90s. It didn't exist in the 80s. PG. Whoa. That was just originally that evolved from just PG straight to R. So if it wasn't R worthy, if it just barely missed the mark on R, it was PG. I weep for all the kids who went to the theaters with parents that said, "Oh, it's just PG." No, it's almost R. That's why they added that 13 level. Demos. I don't know if I'm going to like the full song. Demos. Not to mention that, but sure, the Google France, Google or Yahoo France might comply. Comply. Sorry. Might comply with the French court demands. Doesn't mean the US version has to. .com. Here I come. Screw .fr. Here I go. That's it. I really look forward to when the generation who watch the internet evolve begins to come into power in the next 10 years. Not only watched it evolve, but actually participated in its evolution, had GeoCities accounts, had to go to Yahoo and register their website on Yahoo's list instead of Google just going out there and crawling all through the internet. Yeah, anybody remember that? Yahoo, and the lists? My sites were never on any of Yahoo's lists. No, but the French court just doesn't understand. It's a neat theoretical idea for combating piracy. Internet piracy. But that's all it is. It's not going to be successful. But that was it. That was episode 127. Clearly, I did not have much to go on. Black Friday, as I understand it, was absolutely chaotic here in the States. Absolutely chaotic. And that's it. Friend of mine who got his PS4 on a Black Friday, there were six. Six PS4s. At Walmart. So he dropped his wife off at Walmart. He went to Best Buy. They both got in line. She got her wristband, so he went and met back up with her at Walmart. He was sharing the fact that there were so many random lines throughout Walmart just waiting for the sales to start that it was hard to figure out what line was for what. So she eavesdropped on a different couple wanting to get in line for a PS4 and hightailed it over to where the customer service person at Walmart, that poor soul, had instructed the other couple to go. They were the last in line. Well, my friend's wife was, and so that poor couple that was inquiring didn't get a PS4 that day. Why in the world they only sent six to Walmart is beyond me. But, oh well. I hope those of you who did venture out were safe. I enjoyed a safe and easy shopping experience online. And if I was still an affiliate of Amazon, I would say you should have stopped by flameflash.net and clicked on our link. Enjoy the week. And it's only 23 days until Christmas. Welcome to December. This is Flame Flash, signing off.